We are studying the Genesis account of creation in the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I want to ask you a Bible question. We were studying in our last class how God spake light into existence. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. But then we read that God divided the light from the darkness. Now here's the question. What did God call the light? And what did God call the darkness? Well, we'll read that in just a moment directly from the text. Be thinking about that while I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now for that Bible question. When God divided the light from the darkness, what did He call the light? What did He call the darkness? Well, let me read this to you. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Now here it is. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Let's look at this old Sunday school lesson. It's written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April 11th, 1926. We read in Genesis 1 and verse 2, "The earth was waste and void." The earth here does not necessarily mean the dry land. We'll read about that in verse 10. It pertains to all that was in the globe. Water, earth, the primary element of creation, all mixed together in disorder, confusion, and darkness. A chaotic, disorganized, unproductive mass, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This chaos is called the deep. It was enveloped in darkness. How long this state continued? Well, we know that at the end of all this, He says day one, and so it wasn't a long time. In all of this mass and confusion, as time began, within 24 hours, things would begin to change. This chaos is also called the waters. There was much more fluid than solid matter. You know, about 3/4 of the earth today is covered with water. And we read about the work of the Holy Spirit. For it says, "The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." The word "moved," as stated in the margin, means was brooding upon. And we might think of the way a hen covers her chickens with her wings, or hatches her eggs, or as a bird flutters over its young. What work the Spirit did in the creation of the universe, we may not be able to learn from this word "moved," but it was doubtless to give life and organization and motion and energy to it. Other passages give us some idea of the work of the Holy Spirit in creation. We read in Psalm 104 and verse 30, "Thou sendest forth Thy Spirit." They, and this is referring to the animals and the things mentioned in the preceding verse, "they are created, and Thou renewest the face of the ground." We also read in Job 26:13, "By His Spirit the heavens are garnished." And then we read, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty giveth me life." Job 33 and verse 4. The Holy Spirit then was present in the creation of all things, and it seems is and the very laws of nature, giving life to them. We also have here the work of the Word. God through the Word. Now that's capital W-O-R-D, Word. And we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Word. And the one that became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1 and verse 14. By means of His Word spoken by the Holy Spirit, He created, organized, and set in motion the worlds. Hence the expression, let us make man in our image. Let there be light. Let there be a firmament, etc. And so light was created. God said, let there be light. And there was light. God created light as He did other things. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. He willed it. He spoke it. It was done. Note the power of God's Word. Where God's Word is, there is spiritual light now. Where it is not, there is error, superstition, and darkness. We read, the opening of Thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Psalm 119, verses 130. God is light. 1 John 1 and verse 5. And He's called the Father of lights. James 1 and verse 17. All light was created then by Him. Hence, He is the Father of lights. As God created the primary elements of the earth before He separated the dry land from the waters and the waters above He organized the whole into component parts. So it seems He created light. And He did it before He bound that light into sun, moon, and stars and organized them. For the entire work of the 6 days creation, we read Genesis chapter 1 down through verse 31. And it's in chapter 2 that we read where God rested. Before we get to the end of this, though, we read about a special creation. Man created in the image of God. Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. We really ought to read the different accounts of man's creation. First, his creation is stated as a fact with other facts of creation. But then second, the historian returns to it and enlarges upon it. Genesis 2 and verse 7 states the fact that Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, not only a being with animal life, but with intelligence and a spirit or a soul. And third, with Genesis 5:1, we read about the generations of Adam, not all of his descendants, but the one in each generation, which links him with Abraham, and from whom sprang first the Israelites, and then Jesus. Let us, and our, must refer to God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. In holy consultation, they decided to make man, the crowning piece of their divine workmanship. Adam is the Hebrew word for man, a human. Male and female created He them and called their name Adam in the day in which they were created, Genesis 5 and verse 2. That name Adam means red, referring possibly to the color of the earth of the ground from which he was made. In our image and after our likeness, we read that man was made. This is repeated in order to express the thought more clearly. What is meant by the likeness or image of God? Adam begat a son in his own likeness after his image in Genesis 5 and verse 3. In the first place, God is pure, holy, righteous, excellent, and good. God is spirit, light, and love. Man was all before he sinned through Jesus Christ. Man is brought back to this divine similitude. And that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new mind, and the new man, that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Ephesians 4:23-24. And having put on the new man, that is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:10. That though these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. In the second place, aside from the above quotations, much is said in the Bible about man's having been made in the image of God. And after the fall of man, after the destruction of the wicked antediluvians, God said, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, shall by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man," Genesis 9:6. "Therewith bless we the Lord the Father, and wherewith we curse men who are made after the likeness of God," James 3:9. "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten who's in the bosom of the Father hath declared him," John 1:18. "And he that beholdeth me beholdeth him that sent me," John 12:45. "And he that hath sent me hath seen the Father," John 14:6. Paul says of Christ, "He's the image of God," 2 Corinthians 4:4. "Who is the image of the invisible God," Colossians 1:15. "The effulgence of his glory and the very image of his substance," Hebrews 1:3. Christ now has a glorified body, "who shall be fashioned anew after the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory," Philippians 3:21. "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly," 1 Corinthians 15:49. "Beloved, we are the children of God, and it is not yet manifest what we shall be. But we know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is," 1 John 3:2. From these quotations we learn that Jesus will be seen when he comes, that he has a body, a glorified one, and that he is the image of the invisible God. Before he came to this earth, he was in the form of God, on an equality with God, Philippians 2:6, and was God, John 1:1. "For a man indeed ought not to have his head veiled, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God," 1 Corinthians 11:7. When I think about man being made in the image of God, I think of him being made in the image of God in contrast to all of the animals of this world. You see, man is not just flesh and bones and blood. Man is a spirit. It is the spirit that is in the image of God that can reason and think and be rational and sing. And so, when we think of the spiritual attributes of man, that are the attributes that are like God. And this holy council mentioned above, the creation of man was not only decided upon, but also that he should have dominion over the earth, the air, the sea, and all they contain, everything necessary for man's substance, comfort, pleasure, and delight was first carefully and perfectly arranged in the wisdom and goodness of God. And then, man was created. And so we see there is an account in Genesis 1 that is progressive from the creation of light to the preparation of all things, and then for this man made in God's image.